Dub on the Central West number one. With Pepper and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. The new blend of McCafe coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious.
Top news headlines. Somewhere in the world.
All right, Jimmy. So we all know the box of chocolates, roses from Cadbury. Everyone gives them usually on like Mother's Day or whatever it might
Valentine's
be.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Father's Day. Do you give roses to your father?
It's usually a box of celebrations.
It's a celebration. When do you give out favourites?
Favourites, I think, are birthdays.
Oh, that's for an event when you don't know what to bring.
Yeah, literally,
you take
their
favourites. Yeah.
But roses, they're getting a bit of a revamp. They're new wrappers and they're adding two new flavours.
Ooh, what are they?
So the two new flavours are the first ever white chocolate in a roses box.
Sounds like caramel to me.
So white chocolate with freeze-dried raspberries in it.
Nah, too fancy.
And then the other flavour is a vanilla nougat. A fluffy textured nougat with crispy pieces dipped in milk chocolate, which is kind of like a crunchier Mars bar, I think.
Ah, that sounds yummy.
Yeah, so boom. New roses will be coming your way real soon.
Yummy.
Your next top news story is, you know how the recent new flight of London to Perth, you can do that direct now.
Like an 18-hour flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the Qantas boss, Alan Joyce, has said, we're looking by 2022 to have direct flights London to Sydney.
Wow.
So that'll be a 20-hour non-stop journey.
I wonder if you fly over Asia and over the Middle East and Europe and stuff, or I wonder if you'd fly upwards and over like Russia and then come back down. Because you know what I mean? Like you could go up and around, or you could go around to the side.
I'm not sure.
That's a weird mind bender.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to look at the flight path. I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure what they do there.
Yeah, because there could be another way to fly.
Or they could just go the other way, like across America.
Yeah, I think across America is a bit longer. You want to go up near the Bering Strait. You know the Bering Strait?
Oh, yeah.
Where the USA and Russia are only actually 40 kilometres apart.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Now, your last top news story is now apparently in a study of over 5,000 train passengers, 54% use train Wi-Fi to send messages related to their jobs before and after work. But that's why a lot of them are now saying they should be paid for their time while they're commuting and therefore spend less time in the office.
That is a very interesting proposition. I feel like if you're spending an hour on the train and you're working the entire time, why shouldn't that count as some of your work?
Absolutely. I think it should.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely should. Whether or not you still spend the same amount of time in the office, but you just get paid for that extra time while you're commuting and still on the job pretty much.
Yeah, still on the job. Because to be honest though, here's the problem. How do you know if someone's not actually doing messages, actually just playing Candy Crush on their phone?
Well, if they're doing emails and stuff, you would get correspondence from people, I would imagine.
So you're saying that if they tag you in an email, suddenly you realise they're not playing Candy Crush?
Oh, then they could be really... They just send the one email and then just go back to Candy Crush.
Back to Candy Crush. You need the train police to check up that everyone's actually doing work.
Train police, it is sort of an honesty system. I'll be honest, I wouldn't really stick to it.
Good stuff there, your top news headlines. Hey, is Usain Bolt going to have his first ever professional game of footy? I'm going to tell you up next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Oh,
Dub on the Central West, Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Jimmy and Faz, thanks to the new blend of McCafe coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious. 13 degrees, chance of a thunderstorm. Morning, everybody. Faz, I am off on a trip to Hawaii tomorrow.
Yes, you are. It's your last day today and then you're just jetting off to Hawaii.
Yes, I am, but I am nervous that Jetstar won't let me on the flight.
Is it because something you did?
No, I have not been put on the no-fly list.
Okay, I'm just checking because I tried to get you on there and just didn't. They didn't take, annoyingly.
So, you know with Jetstar how when you buy the flight, you only get just the seat. You don't get food, entertainment. You don't get
luggage. It's budget airline. Like, that's just the way it is.
You know what you're getting.
Totally.
And plus, my trip to Hawaii was like, buy one leg, get the return leg free. So,
oh my gosh.
Like, it was a good deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a bit hard up at the moment. So, I've decided that I'm not going to add luggage to my booking.
Like, no check baggage.
So, I've got two bags.
Wait, how long are you going for again?
2 weeks.
You need check baggage, but anyway.
I'm going to do it with non-check baggage, carry-on only. But here's the problem. I've been packing all the things that I need. And plus, because there's a hurricane over there at the moment, I'm going to have to take some sort of winter clothing with me.
Yes, you will. You will also, yeah, wind repelling sort of thing. Well, just something to hold on to in case you blow away.
So I've come up with a plan.
Yeah.
How to get all my stuff on the plane without being told at the gate that I've got to pay like $100 extra or something.
Okay. So I assume your bag is semi-big, enough to get in.
So my bag is technically the maximum size allowed in carry-on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because so they make them like that.
It's designed by Kathmandu to be the maximum dimensions.
Oh, and they're good. Yeah.
Really handy stuff. Here's the problem, though. I've overfilled it. And it's much heavier than 7 kilos.
Yeah, it would be for 2 weeks' worth of clothes.
Yeah, so I've got a feeling that when I get to the check-in, I'll be unlucky and they'll be like, we want to check your bag, prove it fits. And I'll prove it fits. I'll slide it in, I'll slip it in,
yep.
Then pull it out. Slip it in and then pull it out. Show off how convenient it is. Then they're going to weigh it and it's going to be over.
Okay, yep.
So I've hatched a plan.
Right.
What I'm going to do is see my orange jacket I'm wearing at the moment.
Yes.
It's like a big duffel coat.
Yeah, it's big. It's baggy. You can. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pockets from what I can see already on there.
So what I'm thinking is I'm going to get all the heavy stuff, like my perfume and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick it in all the pockets and literally just fill up my pockets with all the heavy stuff. Around my neck, I'm going to put my laptop cord because that weighs a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I might carry my laptop as well just to sort of like I'm working on a project, so I'm carrying my laptop.
No.
Can you see any reason why this would go bad?
I can see many ways in which it would go bad. Jimmy, oh, no. You are going to be the man that everyone hates, the idiot that everyone hates at the airport.
Yeah. Even more. $1,000 with Hit 93.5's Alpha Bucks. We want to give it away today. Could it be you? Stand by. Your cue to call in less than 10 minutes' time. Morning, everyone. It's Jimmy and Faz on the PJ Show. And we do it all thanks to Macca's at Dubbo and Wellington. There's a whole new way to eat breakfast at Macca's. Big Mac fries and more. You can do it all day and you can do it all night. Faz, you want to introduce this next guest?
Victoria, our promotions manager, is going to talk Batch Chat and let's get set at the mood. There we go. How was last night, Victoria?
We're talking about The Bachelor.
Oh, look, if I'm being honest, I don't know how much more of this season I can take, boys, I tell ya. Okay. So, single date was in a heart-shaped hot air balloon with Rhiannon last night.
Of course it was, sure.
Yes, so, frankly, I don't even remember who Rhiannon is, so apologies, guys. The whole date, seriously.
Sassy.
Yeah.
Ouch. Okay.
Okay, so the whole date, she just really didn't seem comfortable around him. She was talking gibberish and couldn't get her thoughts together, the poor girl.
Probably nervous. She was in a balloon.
Oh, yeah, probably. But still, you know. So when Nick gave her the rose, she, like, misfired and kissed him on the cheek. And then she pulled away and was like, do you want to kiss? Do you want to do it? Should we do it? And it was so awkward. I was like, girl, calm. And he was like, let me hold you for a little bit, and gave her a hug. It flicked to the producers chatting to her. Have a listen to this.
It's not great. I'm not crying because it's like, I'm just saying, like, it's not great to be in it. Like, situation where, like, this will be the first time we do kiss if there's any more times. So you're like, do I just, like, how do you instigate it if it's awkward? You know, I don't know if he wants to.
The poor
girl. Yeah, it was one of those odd situations where, you know, you enter that fourth dimension of reality TV because they're talking to the producers.
Oh,
it was so funny.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the group date. Nick goes camping with six of the girls. And on the date, he takes Romy and Vanessa Sunshine quad bike riding.
Vanessa Sunshine.
So they hate each other. So when Vanessa gets one-on-one time with Nick, she, like, you know, talks about Romy the whole time. When Romy gets one-on-one time with Nick, she talks about Vanessa the whole time.
Oh, so it's like what happened on The Bachelor, or and they're just all moaning about
exactly.
each other.
Yeah,
and they're just like, oh my gosh, stop fighting with each other.
Yes, and Nick's face is literally just like, what? Yeah. And then it flicks to him talking to the camera and he's just like, help, somebody send for help. And I was like, take my advice, Badge. Fire them both. Go on. Okay, so they all stay overnight together in swags by a fire. Comes to bedtime and a bit of juicy goss. Romy sneaks into Nick's swag and all you can hear is this weird giggling.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it cuts to an ad break.
Oh, of course it
like,
does,
Back from the ad break and it's magically morning and they're making breakfast and Romy makes out that she's had this little snuggle and a bit of a romp with Nick. But get this, Romy is the same person who a few single dates ago tried to kiss Nick and he turned away, so she sucked his neck.
I definitely didn't think it was going there.
Yeah,
nope.
No, it's weird.
Nope.
So I call bull dust. I think she was just making it out to be more than it was. Yeah. Weird episode, guys. Weird episode.
This is taking a turn.
Oh, yeah. So we get to the elimination. It's the world's slowest rose ceremony. In the end, Vanessa Sunshine doesn't get a rose.
Oh, Vanessa Sunshine is kicked off.
Yes. Yep, yep. No. Also, Osher does his usual thing where he's like, Vanessa, you didn't receive a rose. Please take a moment to say goodbye. And this is usually, you know, the moment you kiss all the girls and you thank Nick and wish him all the best, etc. She stood there, like, just no emotions while crickets played, and then she walked out.
Whoa.
I was like, well, considering your name's Vanessa Sunshine, you sure ain't no ray of sunshine.
Hey, there's your match chat. Thanks, Vic.
Thanks.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dub on the Central West. Hit 93.5. Happy R&B Friday, Central West. How you doing? Jimmy and Faz on the air. And Faz, we are talking to Ash Pollard from Channel 10's new TV show, Foodie Adventures, coming up after 8:30. It's my last day, and finally we get to talk to someone from Channel 10.
Would you believe it? We got around it somehow.
Literally, only because I pulled a few strings, and I know Ash from Gosford. She works at CFM on the Hit Network in Gosford.
No one tell when. It's fine.
No one tell when we're interviewing someone from their radio station. Because still to this day, Pippa and I are banned from Channel 10 interviews.
Will that change going forward? I don't know.
Okay, that's coming up in the next half now. Right now, though, it's quite simple. We want to open up the phone lines, Faz, because over in the UK, there's a new law which is being introduced to Parliament to ban the sale of energy drinks such as Mother, Red Bull, V Energy.
Yep.
All those types of energy drinks to children. At the moment, the debate is, should it be children under 16 or children under 18? So that's what they're trying to work out at the moment.
Right.
But they're going to ban the sale of energy drinks to, at minimum, children under 16.
Wow. Okay. See, that's interesting. Obviously, we don't have that law here in Australia.
No.
And the thing is, I do see a lot of, you know, high school kids, probably no older than 14, you know, drinking things like Mother or Red Bull or whatever it might be. It's hard because I don't know too much about the contents of the drink. I sometimes have to rely on one of those drinks every so often. They do say on the cans, like, you can't, like, do not consume more than two of these a day.
Oh, well, I like Red Bull. I like Red Bull, no sugar. And I probably have one once a month.
Yeah, it's very rare.
Very rare, and I just have one because I need an energy perk or something. But when I was a kid, there was no way I was allowed to have energy drinks, and even my mum wouldn't let me have it. But I remember going on camp one time, and I bought a V, and I was actually scared drinking it because I knew that I wasn't allowed to drink it. This was back in the day where energy drinks were brand new.
No, they were. They were. I think the only time I really have energy drinks is when I'm going on a long car trip and I need it.
Okay, so I wanted to open up the phone lines, Faz. 13, 12, 16, and ask, what do you think, Central West? Should Australia adopt a similar law banning the sale of energy drinks to children? Because any kid, you could be 5 years old and a kid could go and buy an energy drink and drink it.
I know whenever I have one, I legitimately do feel my heart rate
racing,
go up.
Yeah.
And so if that's happening to me, a 25-year-old male, what is it doing to a child?
13, 12, 16, should the Australian government ban the sale of energy drinks to children? Give us a call. Get your opinion on the air.
Here we go. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Boom, shake the room. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Morning, everyone. Jimmy and Faz on R&B Fridays. 25 past 8 o'clock. Thanks to Maccas at Dubbo and Wellington. Shout out to Don Dundas, who is currently making his way into work. He listens every morning. How you doing, Don? Right now, though, Faz, we are asking the big question because the UK government is introducing a law to ban the sale of energy drinks to children.
Yeah.
And we want to know on 13, 12, 16, should Australia follow suit and should we as Aussies also ban the sale of energy drinks to kids?
Yeah, Catherine joins us on 13, 12, 16. Catherine, do you think energy drinks should be banned to kids?
Yes, because it is so not good for their health. It elevates their heart rate, their blood pressures, you know, it can lead to a whole lot of health issues down the track. So, yes, totally ban it.
And because I guess also they've got addictive substances in them like caffeine and stuff?
That's it.
Absolutely. Do you have kids?
I have four beautiful babies.
Yeah, and do you let them have energy drink?
No.
Well, there you go. So you're a big yes for banning energy drink sales to children.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Catherine, for getting your opinion on the air. Now, let's go to Julie. Julie's on the line. Julie, what do you reckon? Should energy drinks be banned for kids on 13, 12, 16?
Absolutely. Ban that toxic waste.
Why? Tell us. Give us your reason.
Oh, it's horrible. It does. There's nothing for the body.
Yep. Do you ever have energy drinks yourself, or are you keep away from them?
No, I refuse to drink them.
And would you let your kids touch them?
No, they know that they're barred.
Okay, so that's interesting. So your kids know they're not allowed to, but I guess it's a bit tough because legally they can just walk into the corner store and pick one up.
Yeah, but I think they're more frightened of mum than anything else.
Oh, yes, I totally understand that.
On 13, 12, 16, we're asking, should energy drinks like Red Bull and Mother and so forth be banned to kids under the age of 18? Shane, what do you reckon?
For sure, mate.
Why? Yeah, why do you think?
Well, they're loaded with caffeine, loaded with sugar. You know, kids really don't need that stuff. They've got enough bloody get up and go in them as it is at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you read the can, there's warnings on them. So kids aren't going to, you know, heed to the warnings. I mean, I sell them here to adults and they go over and above the warnings.
Yep.
I do know one shop in town, though, that does actually have that policy at the moment.
Oh, wow. So
if you go to Sports World, you cannot buy an energy drink if you're not over 18.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's a really interesting policy.
And I would do the same thing in my shop if I actually had kids company, but I only have adults.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Shane. Hey, let's wrap it up right now. Charlie's on the phone. Charlie, you're a kid yourself. What do you reckon? Should they be banned?
No.
Why?
Because it's not healthy.
Because it's not healthy. So they should be banned or they shouldn't be banned?
They should be banned.
They should be banned. Have you ever had an energy drink before, Charlie?
Yeah.
Did your mum or dad know?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
No.
Charlie, thanks for calling.
Oh, good.
If you want to have your say on this topic, head right now to the Hit 93.5 Facebook page and vote on the poll. Even more in. Yeah, Dub on the Central West, number one. We do R&B Fridays every Friday. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I love the names of those old school artists with good vibrations. Morning, everyone. It is Jimmy and it is Faz. And hope you're having a great morning. 8:45.
Now, you may remember her from her stints on My Kitchen Rules and I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. It is Ash Pollard. Ash, welcome to the show. Tell us about your new show.
You wouldn't believe it, mate, but I've just come back from Italy and I'm full as anything, chock-a-block full of pasta. My first episode of Foodie Adventures airs this Saturday at 4:30 on Channel 10. And if you're not tuning in, there's going to be problems. You're going to be fat smack on the bum.
I will definitely not be tuning in because my Jetstar flight to Hawaii leaves from Sydney at 4:30 on Saturday arvo. So sorry.
Oh, jelly. But, you know, you can always get it on 10 play. So,
Ash, when you do this show, because I've noticed your new food show, you go all around the world. You do all these fabulous locations. Are Channel 10 flying you first class? Are they sticking you in cattle class? What's the go?
Oh, unfortunately, I have been flying economy.
Oh,
what?
You better believe it.
What about the rest of the crew?
No, everybody flies economy because this is my first show, so we need to sort of test the waters and the budget isn't massive. It's a brand-funded show, so, you know, special thanks to all of the brands that jumped on board to make it possible.
Mm.
But television isn't always as glamorous as people think, let me tell you.
Why? Tell me, what's the behind-the-scenes thing happening there, Ash? What's going on?
Well, it's a tough slog. So you'll work from 5 a.m. in the morning till midnight.
Ugh.
And you don't get breaks. You don't necessarily get to sit down. But it's all for a good cause because, for me, this opportunity is a once-in-a-lifetime op. So there's no time to complain. You just got to get the job done. But
fabulous.
I can't complain because I'm eating in some seriously amazing countries around the world and seeing some amazing sights too.
Have you noticed, because I've been to like over 40 countries, no other country has barbecue sauce as good as Australian barbecue sauce?
I have not even noticed that. What about America?
No, because it's always like, you know, smoky barbecue sauce here? Around the world, everything's like smoky barbecue sauce, and I don't like that. I like your traditional, just full of sugar barbecue sauce, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I get it, but no, I haven't noticed. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's...
I haven't noticed that.
That's fabulous. Ash Pollard, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's a shame you couldn't test the barbecue sauce theory for me, because I've been telling all my friends about it. But maybe next time, maybe next country you go to, could you test the barbecue sauce for me?
I'd do that for you. Absolutely. Of course I would.
You're the best. I cannot wait. Your show is on Channel 10, 4:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Thank you so much for joining the show on Hit Dubbo.
Thanks for having me. Here we go.
More Justin Bieber, more better. This is Hit 93.5 R&B Fridays. Jimmy and Faz on the air for the Pippa and Jimmy show. And that's it for us today, Faz.
Yeah, oh, Jimmy, this is it. This was your last show. We've got, like, less than 3 minutes.
Less than 3 minutes before we need to be off the radio.
And you need to be out of here.
Need to be out of here. I'm heading to Sydney tomorrow to fly to Hawaii.
Well, you're having a holiday and everything first, but yeah.
Hawaii is also people know it by.
Hawaii.
And then I'm officially no longer in Dubbo anymore, which I'm very sad that today will be my last day in Dubbo.
Yeah. I mean, I've enjoyed you being here. I remember when you first came, I was excited to meet you. And now you've taught me so much. So I'm sad to see you go.
Oh, thanks, Faz. What was your favorite thing about me?
I love how you challenged me. You challenged me so much. You'd throw me curveballs live on air. I'm sure the listeners would have heard me stutter and trip over my words just because you've thrown me in a completely different direction, and it's made me better for it. So I do want to thank you for that.
Oh, Faz, you're a fabulous fellow as well, and you're going to do really well in this industry.
Thank you.
Great news is Pippa's still around. She'll be back the week after next with you guys, and she is an absolutely phenomenal radio announcer as well, and she is going to go places, and I really hope that Dubbo makes the most of her while she's here because she's just absolutely fabulous, and she's a great girl with a great heart. And, you know, the team here is fabulous as well. So things will go on without me.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. And that will be it. Yeah, and I'm very sad to be going.
Yeah. And, you know, Pippa, she's got a passion for the community as well. Mm. So, you know, but you are going to be a voice that's going to be missed here because you've made your mark here. I'll say that for sure. How long has it been? 15 months? 14, 15 months?
I've had my dramas. I've upset some people. And you know what? I never went out, I'll just say this, I never went out purposely trying to upset anybody with things I say.
No, we never do.
I'm not that sort of person that would want to purposely upset people, but I got passionate at times and, you know. But you know what, I had a great time here and I'll remember nothing about Dubbo but fond, positive memories.
That's good. Yeah, exactly.
I really will, and I'll really, really miss my soccer team, the Newtown Soccer Club.
Yep.
They are really a great bunch of guys, a great bunch of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Really loving and caring and such a great environment. And to be honest, I would say to anybody who's new to Dubbo, get involved in a sports team. Mm-hmm. If you're into soccer, get involved with the Newtown Club because they're just an absolutely phenomenal club.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can see you made yourself at home there and they accepted you with open arms, which is even great. But this is a new chapter in your life now. This is great.
Yeah, so for the last time, Dubbo, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've laughed, I've cried, I've had a good time. And you know what? I will be back. I'm not going to be a stranger. But thank you so much for having me, everyone. Faz, thank you for having me. And
no, thank you.
Pippa, I love you and I'm going to miss you so much.
See you, Jimmy.
I'm going to miss waking up with you every day. Bye.